What's going on, everybody around the world? And when I say around the world, I do mean it. I actually look at the analytics, y'all know I do, and I appreciate everybody around the world that can hear my voice. Thank you very much. But y'all already know what this is. This is one AAA podcast. That's one absolutely African-American podcast. And I'm your host, the Hypocritical Cynic. And I promise to always be hypocritical and cynical about every topic I cover on my show. And today's no different. You could tell by the title. We're talking about GameStop, the first female secretary to the Treasury, Mrs. Yellen. We're talking about the guys from Reddit. We're talking about the entire stock market and the SEC. That's what we're talking about today. But we're not going to get too deep. I mean, people have been searching the internet, scouring the archives, trying to find some kind of pattern, some kind of algorithm to realize what's going on. I'm not going that deep. I'm just going to ask one question at the beginning of my podcast. How in the fuck can GameStop have their stock depreciate in the same fiscal quarter that Xbox One and PS5 drop new machines? They drop new machines, mandatory equipment, new games people had to buy. This is a total influx of money. In that same financial quarter, they found their stock plummet. Now, we all know about the put options, you know, where you can bet on a stock actually depreciating. But my conjecture is this. They would have to be insider trading to even conceive that GameStop stock will go down in the same fiscal quarter that Xbox and PlayStation dropped new machines. And everybody remembers the hoopla. Everybody remembers you couldn't find an Xbox 10 or whatever the fuck they call it, or a PS5. You couldn't even find one. I went with my friend to the store. He couldn't even find a controller. So as fast as they produced this stuff, it was bought up. Now, I really want to look at Xbox and PS5 too, because they actually rushed some of these orders. If y'all look it up, it's not alleged. If y'all look it up, some Xboxes and PS5s have caught on fire. But we never had those problems from PS1, 2, 3, or 4. But in this situation, when we have an inferior product than what we used to from Xbox and PlayStation, the same year they dropped two different machines over $500 a piece. Now, if you apply Murphy's Law to GameStop's stock plummeting, it still wouldn't plummet. Not in that fiscal quarter, but this is the same fiscal quarter that Xbox and PlayStation made more money than they've ever made ever. And that's when they decided to pull the plug. Now, true enough, understand stocks. If I have a stock, I have an IPO, independent public option. Basically, I'm asking you to put money into my company so I can take it out to mature the company. But the money to actually generate these new machines was already there. The machines was built, bought, and sold. In that same fiscal quarter, the stock plummets. What I'm saying is, of course, we can get mad at GameStop. They had something to do with it. Of course, we can get mad at Reddit, the people who outthought the whole room. We can get mad at them for being rich people. We can. We can get mad at Mrs. Yellen, the first female secretary of the Treasury. Now, my conjecture, I was born in the 80s. There is some sexism still in my mind state. I'm just confused to believe that rich white men would listen, wealthy white men would listen to a more mature Caucasian woman about anything. Look at the annals of history. This is a white country for white men that are rich. They gave my black ass the right to vote before he gave his mama the right to vote. Y'all look at them, go read the amendments. My whole point from saying that is, this was planned out way before we found out about it, way before the people that read it did anything about it. This was constituted from a long, long, long time ago. I have some ideology that believes there hasn't been a respectable politician that ran for office since 41, the first George Bush. Because after that, there has been a clown car of rejects for the Democratic Party, new incumbents and rejects, for the Republican Party, new incumbents and rejects. Now, I apologize to all rejects, because these people are actually scum. They're not good at all. You know, some of these politicians that run offices in your state, in your city, in your township, shouldn't even be in the room with a good person. And I only say that because when I was young, people used to fight for elections, swindle for elections. It still goes on, but I'm talking about the people that would do it. There are career politicians that actually would salivate at the opportunity to even smell the president's chair or talk to somebody who's been in the Oval Office. These days, senators don't even throw their hand in that. They don't even throw their hat in the ring to become president. President Trump shouldn't have had a chance to be president. President Barack shouldn't have had a chance to be president. Kamala Harris, if she's qualified, if I say she's not qualified, but if she was qualified to be vice president, she should not be vice president. Not because she's a woman, because there are so many, there's many, many, many plethoras of people that are better than her for that position. But like I said, this was all instituted and constituted a long time ago. When we started borrowing money from China, the jig was up. This is just GameStop refusing a deal you can't refuse. The country is broke. GameStop had an influx of money. It's documented. The SEC will tell you. Record sales. In that same fiscal quarter, they became destitute. And the hedge fund brokers were going to profit off of it. So that's insider trading. We're trying to stay mad at GameStop, Mrs. Yellen, instead of getting mad at the SEC. Because you know, like I know, those rich people pay too much in taxes to go to a jail that they built. That shines a little light on some of the criminal injustice in the world. When you pay taxes, for some reason, you might get out of jail. Well, unless you're black. Y'all know the rules. But I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to go too deep on it. Just realize GameStop had a major influx of money from November to January. And by January, their stock was plummeting. That's actually in-fucking possible. Unless GameStop merge with Whataburger and McDonald's and there's going to be GameStops on every corner, then I could understand this bullshit. But just to strip real money from Americans and then use that money to make y'all selves more money, that's not criminal. That's not shenanigans. That's skullduggery. And I'll say this in closing. Since the SEC has a chance to prove they care, I'm going to take them off the hot seat. But for everybody else who says that this shit is okay, fuck you and have a nice day.